covenant-wise, all right? And then I've learned kingdom principles that I've used a certain way consistently over the years. And so that's how I got to the position where I am now. It's available for all of us, but we're going to have to do things a certain way. Now, that scripture where it says the children of this world are wiser than the children of light in Luke 16:18, it is true. They work their system and your system. And that's why the finances, there aren't such great finances. Worldly folks rise up to have substantial finances all the time. Church folks turn out to be church mouths. Run around and don't have it. So I see the money coming, conference is changing into to be able to share with you how to build biblically your wealth file.
Yes, sir.
And wealth principles. You know, the Bible said God would give us power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, right? Sadly to say, 80% of people will never be financially free. They will never. And that includes the church also. So there are some things I want to share with you this morning about, Father, thank you. In Jesus' name, be seated. Because I want you to understand this. And we're going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm just going to read verse 10. But it talks about different ways of giving, different ways of sowing. And I'm going to deal with the secret of sowing a certain way. The secret of sowing in a certain way. Not just sowing, but you got to have, there's a way that you have to know how to sow. And where we're having a major problem is, we are only operating from one world, and there's four worlds you're operating from. Okay. You operate from the physical world, the mental world, the emotional world, and the spirit world. Now you got to get it, because if you don't know how to operate in them, one of these worlds is going to take you out.
Yes, sir.
So you have to hear me. I'm training you. I'm training your millionaire status. I'm giving you wealth files. I'm giving things. Now, it's amazing what I'm about to say now. So you got the physical world. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Mental world.
Yes, sir.
Emotional world.
Yes, sir.
And spirit world. Got that?
Yes, sir.
Some millionaires taught me that.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you don't lack your physical printout, what come out physically in your life, it came from the other three worlds.
Yes, sir.
Came from how you think, how you feel, and another major one is what you've been saying.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, even in talking with the Lord this morning, the Lord said, I want you to train them. Because if not, they're never going to get out.
Yeah.
Even though you pray, you sow, you sing,
right,
and you say.
Uh-huh. Right.
As a man, Proverbs 23:7.
Yeah.
Turn that. I want you to see. Right. Look, I know y'all memorize too much. Look at it. I think that's the right verse, isn't it?
Yeah.
As a man thinketh in his heart, mm-hmm, so is he. Let's take it further now. Let's take it further. As a man thinketh in his soul, so is he. See. When you think about money, what you think? What level are you thinking on? Have you renewed your mind to think on levels that God has spoken into your heart? So your thinking has something to do with where you are financially now.
Yes, sir.
What about your association?
Yeah. All right.
What about
who you're running with?
Yes, sir.
if their level of thinking and ideas are low.
Come on, Dad.
See, now you're in Psalm 1 now. See, now if y'all won't go now, you're in Psalm 1. Blessed is the man.
Right, sir.
The walking not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitting in the seat of scornful, nor standing in the way of sinners. His delight is in the law of the Lord.
Right.
See, he separated himself.
Right.
See, your thinking and your association has something to do with how you come out, who you're running with.
Amen.
Okay? Now, to correct your mess, you have to understand you got to correct all four worlds. You got to correct how you feel, how you think. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking, what you say. Notice what Jesus said in Mark 11:23. Very, very, I say, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. You know what you're going to say? What you're thinking? That's why in Romans 12:2 he tells us to what? Renew. Recondition. Restore. Refire. Your mind. So now we got that. We got what we say, what we think. You say, oh, I just want the spirit part. That's only one part. The spirit world is a thinking world. The spirit world, even, you know, church, you want to, the spirit world also have feeling. And so if you don't correct the three, you're going to keep getting the same print out. Now, let's just be honest about this. You're not, I receive. You're not, this is a $1,000 check. You're not satisfied with your print out. And you've been trying to change your print out in two areas, spiritual and physically. So the odds working against you. What you're thinking. And then, are you functioning in anger? Worry. Fear. And anxiety. Watch what I say next. That's an attack. See, he'll attack you in those areas through somebody else. You try to be a Christian. You try to repent and try to say, I'm not going to get into this. But you're still kind of leaning. Because you don't recognize it's a world trick. And it's trying to keep you printing out the same thing. Even though you're trying to say something else. But coming out the printer is from the other area. So then let's look at this now. You're messed up in your desire.
Come on.
Because you're messed up in your world. And so your desire, many times, is a cop-out, an excuse for your failure. You don't want to stand your ground, so you kind of make some kind of excuse that, I don't want all that. No, you feel that stupid. That's just flat for stupid. Jesus died for you to be on top. Now you at the bottom making excuses because you don't know what to do. Now you're not going to become no millionaire just because you say you're a Christian. Just because you read Luke 6:38. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together. Where is that? So if you make these corrections and begin to recondition your thinking. Are you listening to me? Now, I brought you to all those worlds. I'll bring you to another world now. The kingdom of God is a seed world. And so now you're dealing with five worlds. And you have to know, I'm going to take you into the seed world, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show you some, and I get tired of it, I want to pray in tongue. I'm going to show you some specific areas in the seed world that can get you out. See, in sowing seed, you have to guard your thinking. When you sow, what you're thinking? Are you,
right.
You see, you would not dare say I'm sowing of necessity.
Right.
You would not dare say I'm sowing grudgingly.
Yeah.
Right. You would say you're a cheerful giver, but are you?
Yeah. Right. Come on, Apostle.
See. So you have to check out and see, are you actually giving cheerfully? Or are you just giving for an exchange? When we read the text this morning, you're going to find out that you're the sower.
Yes, sir.
God not.
Yeah.
Huh? Sowing is not God's job. It's strictly yours.
Yeah. Right.
You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. You're the sower.
Yeah.
You responsible for the sowing.
Yes,
God responsible for the seed.
Yeah. Right.
But you're responsible for the sowing, and you sow, don't forget, don't miss this. You must learn how to sow with a definite purpose.
Yes, sir.
You can't sow properly in the kingdom of God, seed kingdom, unless you're permitted the Holy Spirit to place the purpose in your heart.
Come on, Apostle.
Sowing sparingly or abundantly is a dimension. Where are you? Mm-hmm. See, you and I sowing together, your peak may be my sparingly.
Yeah. Come on, all right.
Because the kind of money I'm having. See, I'm a multi-millionaire, so you won't sow on the same level with me.
Right.
So if you sow $3,000 and I sow $3,000, I'm sowing sparingly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But if I sow 20,000 and you sow 500, you're not sowing sparingly.
Right.
Boy, y'all better talk to me up here. You see what I'm saying? You got to find out where you are, sowing your level sometime. Sometime he's going to call you out your level. Fear and trembling seed. Because he's trying to move you. And so the move, you got to stretch your money and stretch your faith.
Yeah.
And get you to go a little higher. Are you following me?
Yes,
now, if you heard what I said, you can become one of those out of the 300 headed to millionaire status.
Yes,
see, because it's very important, a multitude of millionaires I've studied behind. The Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. Get that book. Read it. It got files in that book. It got your stuff in that book. It got files and principles and declarations in that book. Now, the book by itself is not going to help you if you're not walking and being led by the Spirit. So you got to know what to take and what not to take. What to spit out, what to eat. But I just thought I'd share the book with you, because if you don't get a millionaire mind, you never gonna be a millionaire in pocket. And if you don't know it, it's nothing wrong. I want you to hear this clearly, and you need to record this. You need to write this, because you're not in a regular deal here. Nothing wrong with being rich. Now, are you gonna be in the 80% or the 20%? That's 80% of people who will never get financially free. They will never. They always will be living from paycheck to paycheck, job to job, overtime to overtime.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. All right. Now, let me say this. Good and wonderful vacations was made for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. And the church come alive. Church come alive. Come alive. So now here's where we fail. Here's where we fail. To get where I am, I went to every meeting. That's why LTMA, I'm not too sure about them. I don't know if they're gonna make it. I went to every meeting. I didn't miss no meeting. Sometimes I didn't have the money to get to the meeting. But wherever who I was following was,
you were there.
I was there.
Yes, sir.
I went to every meeting.
Yes, sir.
For years and years. The man had what I want.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
So I wouldn't let him out of my sight.
Yes, sir.
And I wouldn't let him say a word that my ears didn't hear.
Yes.
He met me down the hall one time. He said to me, Brother Hagin, he gone home to be the Lord. He said to me, he says, Brother Tom, you here again? He said, I'm going to preach the same message. I said, yes, sir, I hear that.
Because
he did preach the same message over and over again.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And I might do some of that because not enough people moving fast enough for me in the financial arena. Now, it's so important, even before I read the text, that you hear what I'm saying this morning about those worlds. You see, you cannot change the fruit unless you change the root.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of times we messing around with the fruit, trying to rearrange the fruit. The fruit didn't grow where you at. And so, why am I broke? Why am I living for paycheck? Why me and my wife, me and my husband, catch can, we love God, we're giving. Why are we broke? Why are we broke?
Why?
Sam, when you're sick.
Yeah.
You won't go to the cause.
Yeah.
You keep dealing with the symptom.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what you do, if you're dealing with the symptom, you get something to suppress the symptom.
Yeah.
It ain't gone.
Yeah, right.
It's coming back. Anything you suppress is coming back.
Yeah.
But when you find out, you see, Proverbs 26:2, look at it.
Yeah.
Proverbs 26:2. You all want me to go ahead and mash on it?
Yes, sir.
I receive. That's a $500 check. You want me to mash on it?
Yes, sir.
You see, this is nothing regular. You're in a class now that can cause you to promote.
Wow.
Yes, God want to promote you.
Go for it.
You prime enough. You've been prime 15 years. It's time, man, you know, finally, you know, as a boy, we used to have this pump like this,
and
you used to have a container there with the water. After y'all city folk might have known about it. And you keep water in there, and you pour that water in there to prime it.
Right.
But after a while, the priming ought to be over now.
Yes.
All of a sudden, the water start. So, you don't need that primer bucket no more right now.
Yes,
but you better make sure to put something in that bucket for the next time.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Come on, Apostle.
See. What I told you to do, look at Proverbs 26:2. Yeah, see, now you see that the curse causeless should not come.
Yeah.
Being broke is a curse.
Yeah.
But what have happened now? The Spirit of God told me earlier this morning, some of you all have got comfortable in survival.
Come on.
Because you're doing a little better than somebody else.
Yeah, right.
You know, you got $500.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're doing a little bit of no, you can't get confident in survival.
Right. No.
See, I'm about to say something you never heard. Because I never heard it either. I might have heard it one time. You'll never become a money conqueror if you're comfortable.
Yeah.
See, the Bible says in Romans 8:37, nay, and all these things we're more than conqueror. It's supposed to be in this area also.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be more than a conqueror in your finances. What I said? Don't beat yourself, but check yourself. Where am I missing that? So if the curse caused it, I receive, sir. The curse caused it should not come, then what Galatians 3:13 is talking about? What Galatians 3:13? Christ has redeemed us.
Yes.
From the curse. Doesn't it say that?
Yes.
Don't act, look at me like I'm not knowing what I'm talking about. It's in your Bible.
Yeah.
Christ has redeemed you for the curse. Why the curse keep coming? I receive. Why the curse keep coming then?
Yeah.
Wow.
In one of your worlds, you're tripping.
Yeah. Somewhere.
Come on.
In one of your worlds.
See, let me give you something else here. I'm in 2 Corinthians 9. I'm going to get to it. Let me give you something here. Because I didn't get here by just messing around. All right, I want to deal with you about four elements of change. You want change? You want your money changed?
Yes,
huh? All right, I'm going to deal with it. You want me to deal with it?
Yes.
All right. Four elements of change. Wait a minute. Awareness. That's the first one. You cannot change something if you don't know it exists.
My God.
And you have to come aware of the fact I'm broke. Jesus said, come that I might have life, might have it more abundantly, but I'm still broke.
Yeah.
And listen, I ain't talking about 15, 20, 30 thousand. No, you broke.
Yeah.
I'm talking about cushion.
Yeah.
I'm talking about I don't know how much I have.
Yeah.
There we go. I just know I got more than enough.
Yeah.
See, the church world is really not going to listen to this at large.
Yes, sir.
You see, it was 2 out of 12
right.
who saw that we can do this.
Right.
The other 10,
yeah.
2 out of 12, you remember the 12 spot?
Yeah.
2 out of 12 came with a good report. The rest of them, I received your seed.
Yeah.
It was a $100 check, a good check. The rest of them was afraid of the enemy. There's an enemy trying to keep you from getting to where Jesus have died for you to go. In your finances. Stop making those excuses about, you know, I'm doing all right. Don't tell me that.
Yeah.
I don't want you about not doing all right. Who? Anybody can do all right.
Come on.
I think you the people you hear.
Yes, sir.
In this city, you hear this meeting. And I think you want to hear it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
But principles given that are not applied don't mean nothing. See. And what I want to do is set up a wealth file in your consciousness, a biblical, scripture, God-ordained wealth file. Write that down. Biblical, scripture, God-ordained wealth file, wealth principles, wealth declarations.
Amen.
You see, because I told you, God is not going to sow the seed. When we read, you have to sow the seed, and God not going to expect for your seed.
Yeah.
$500 check. You got to expect.
Yeah.
You got to expect change in your finances.
Yes,
you got to expect changes because you're sitting here. Not this. Not just a feeling meeting.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, you know, we can get. I can get riled up. We can get emotional, and run and cry and jump.
Yes,
but yet next year I come back and find you in the same condition. Living on the same financial level. No, my sisters and brother, listen. No. Hell no. There's a breakthrough here. Write it down. There is a breakthrough here. The hell not going to hold us at bay no more. We're coming through with heavenly grace. So I speak heavenly grace on your finances. And I want you to deal with them four words. I can give you five words because I call the kingdom world a seed world. That's the one I want to deal with this morning. But there's so much awareness. I'll give you the first element to straighten it out. Awareness. Let me give you the other three. Understanding. Look at, thank you, Lord. Look at Luke 24:45. Luke 24:45. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and Proverbs said, and it said, lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your way, and he'll direct your path. See, that's what we need here.
Yes,
we need that in this area. We need that here. All right, I receive. It's $100. I receive. You see, open my understanding that I might understand the scripture.
Yes,
and I want you to pray that prayer. This is a millionaire assignment.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I want you to pray I know y'all pray. When you're praying, I want you to ask the Lord, open my understanding that I might understand the scripture. And I think in the 32nd verse or the 31st one, in that Sam Open, open my eyes that I might see Jesus.
Yes.
That I might know Jesus personally in a way in this area.
Yes,
okay. All right, y'all still here?
Yes, sir.
So I'm excited. It's my first class here.
Hallelujah.
In other words, the things that I know what it takes to get there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And I know it's not wrong to get there.
Right. Yes, yes.
Because my desire is to help thousands and thousands of people.
Right.
And I want you to have that same desire.
Yes.
But you got to break out your own little world.
Yeah.
And get in a world you can't keep up with.
Yes,
a financial world you can't keep up with. It just, the money just keep on coming. See? My anointing belongs to you. God placed that anointing on me to take it to the body of Christ. This ain't about me. It's about the church. It's about, so, but you got to take a hold of it. Now I say the very thing these 12 guys do, they won't let me go anywhere. I went to Guatemala. I went to Brazil. Everywhere I go, you got certain men and women, Barbados, they be there, including your pastor. And he traveled more further than all of them. But he don't miss no meeting. And I know that you help sending him.
Yes.
Because he bring it back to you.
Yes.
You're smart.
Yeah.
You're smart.
Yeah.
You're smart.
Right.
So I'm going to challenge people who want what I have. They're going to have to do what I say.
Yeah. Right.
Do what I did.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to be at the meeting.
Right.
And remind me how I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. I flew all over. Wherever my dad was, I wanted to get his anointing and stuff.
Yes,
I went there.
Right.
You know, you come to two meetings a year.
Oh, yeah.
You're not hungry enough.
Yeah.
You're not thirsty enough. Don't say I can't.
Yeah. Come on.
I can't shouldn't be in your vocabulary because Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah.
So you can do meeting.
Yeah.
Right. Let's do that.
Come on, Apostle.
Right.
Come on.
See, one word out of a person's mouth who have arrived can bring you to that destiny. It might not be in this meeting. It might not be in the next meeting. But don't miss the next one. It's only going to be a massive remnant. A massive remnant. That's what the Holy Ghost told me. A massive remnant that's going to break out and represent the kingdom properly. Financially. All I'm doing is living a proper kingdom financial life. Right? Understanding. By understanding why you think a certain way or where it originated, help you to realize why it's come outside of you and produce results that you see consistently. See, where you got your understanding from about money?
Yeah.
Hope you didn't get it from the church.
Oh my God.
The church have not understood money, and they're supposed to have it.
Yeah. Right.
But they don't understand. Preachers don't understand money. Preachers understand offering.
Yeah.
Right.
And the offering come out offer because they ain't taught the people how to give offering.
Yeah.
And I mentioned one to you to correct it. Disassociation. And then recondition it. You got it? Let me hear one of the things I did. Then I'm going to go to the scripture and my outline here. In these declaration and wealth file, one of the declarations says, I create the exact level of my financial success.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's Joshua 1:8.
Yeah.
Turn to Joshua 1:8. I create it.
I create it
or I destroy it. I create it or I hold it back.
Yeah.
I create it or I fail to create it.
Yes.
This book of the law shall not depart from the mouth. But thou shalt meditate there. Very simple, man. But look at this. That thou mayest observe, do according to all that is written there, for then thou shalt make.
Yeah.
So, where you are now,
Come on, Apostle.
You created it.
Yeah.
You want to change it?
Yes.
Create something else.
Yes.
Come on, Apostle.
But please, if you haven't arrived, don't become satisfied.
Yes.
I mean, be disturbed. Just move all around the bed. Just say, something got to happen. Honey, you know what I'm saying? Something got to happen here. And you stand up. The spirit world. You're activating the Holy Ghost. He's waiting. The Holy Ghost is waiting on somebody to activate him financially.
Thank you, Father.
I never said it before. He's waiting. Yeah, he's waiting on financial activation. That's a $1,200 check.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit waiting on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Waiting on you.
Stop. May I help you?
Yes, sir.
Stop listening and looking at the wrong people.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, old saying, old country, I guess slavery saying, the skillet can't call the pot black.
Yeah.
They're both black.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So just get out of the lock zone.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, see, I created the exact level of my financial success.
Yeah.
God don't create it.
Yes,
I created it.
Yes,
God told me.
Yes,
God told me I'm not going to create it.
Yeah.
You created.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the material to work with.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the word. I'm going to give you the anointing. I'm going to give you the insight. I'm going to give you the, watch this next word. I'm going to get, watch this next word. Watch this next word. I'm going, watch this next word. I'm going to give you the wisdom.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you, watch what the definition I'm going to give you now. I'm going to give you unseen insight.
Unseen insight.
Well, you can look at the invisible and tell it come in the visible. Anywhere you see wisdom, you see a trail of gold. Anywhere you read, go in the Proverbs and read it. Wisdom is the principal thing. Keep reading. Here come riches. Here come honor. Here come gold. Here come promotion. Here come length of days.
Thank you.
You follow what I'm saying? You seeing it? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all seeing this?
I see it. Hallelujah.
Come on, say, just teach me the Bible. I'm teaching the Bible.
Yeah.
Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1, tell you how the man got in Psalm 1. He says, whatsoever you do it.
Shall
what? Prophet, isn't it?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And who did it? He did it.
Yeah.
See, I'm not too good at English, so but God has done it.
Yeah.
It's a done deal.
Yes,
sir. See, God didn't say he'll give you wealth. Turn to Deuteronomy 8:18. He didn't say it. No, he didn't say it. No, he didn't say it. He talked about a wealthy place. He talks about wealth. But you see, because we're down here, he can't give it to us.
Oh, no. That's right.
We got the function because Satan has a lease on this world.
That's right.
A lease.
Yeah, so until you make your move in your authority and function, God can't give you wealth.
Yeah.
But he said, now listen, children, I give you the power to get it. But if you don't use the power, it's not going to be my fault. And so the church has not been using the power. But you will. In a different dimension now. You see, because that's a $500. The church world been locking religion. They're so spiritually proud and they're noisily good.
Come on.
As long as you're sowing them comfort seed, you're going to stay comfortable
at
the level where you are.
Yeah.
Clap your hands, say, I sowed it,
Yeah.
But when you sow a seed back, you get back to your seat and say, oh, man. What we got to pay, honey? Jeez, I just sold 200 of that already. It's a nervous seed.
Come on,
you're sowing your nan birthday seed. Your nanette, I don't know if y'all understand that name. Yeah. She ain't gonna get no birth gift. I sold it.
Yeah.
honey, we're not going out on our anniversary.
Yes, sir.
I just sold it.
I just sold it.
But watch. And then, but we might not have to wait till next year to celebrate this anniversary.
Come on.
I've sold that seed. Something else about to happen.
Yeah.
We was going down the street, but now we're going across the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many of y'all getting this? Y'all getting this stuff?
Yes, sir.
What about me preaching to be? Y'all, you getting this?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you getting it. $500 check, he getting it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Y'all, oh my. I feel the Spirit of God. I mean, this is one of the best mornings in my life. Because, yes, I received. Because, man, do you know what you have heard yet this morning?
Yes.
I heard it.
Yes.
I'm going to another level.
Yes.
Say it.
I'm
right, come on.
Huh?
Okay, yes. Oh, that's your first uncomfortable seed. Yeah, $1,200. Yeah, so she sold it. She sold it. She sold it. She didn't know it. She sold it. Jesus Christ. I ain't looked at you. Huh? All right. That's $1,000. That's $100. $1,000 seed there. All right. Listen. We just mastered verse 6. I told you about the ratio. People with different amount of money is so different. Now, I don't know what an uncomfortable seed had to be for me.
Yeah. Mm.
Jesus Christ. I know it wouldn't be no $100,000.
Yeah.
$100,000 can't make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
See, I'm just trying to, I want you to see it.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. $200,000 can't make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
$300,000. Mm. I can't be uncomfortable there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be lying.
Yeah.
I dare you think not you can't go there.
Yeah.
The same God.
Same
Jesus. Same Holy Ghost. Same Word. Same Kingdom. Same Life.
Same
Church. Church of the Living God. You got to stop just admiring and get fired up. Stop admiring the other person in your place. Same God.
Same
Jesus.
Same.
But remember I said this to you. You have to do things in a certain way. Not just certain things, you got to do it in a certain way.
Yeah.
See, bunch of folks doing certain things.
Yeah.
But they're not doing it in a certain way.
Yeah.
That which is not of faith is sin.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to, every time you sow, you got to sow in hope and faith.
Yeah.
You got to sow in expectation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got to be looking for it.
Yeah.
But you got to move in the area of knowing not how.
Yeah.
I've been there many times. I still go there. It's a thrill. See, those tycoons or those high caliber wealthy people in the world system, they love the word R-I-S-K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on,
man. Now what it called when you what you call it? A show risk or what we call it? A what?
Educated
risk. Calculated risk. That's $500. It's soaring like that. Educated risk, calculated risk. I got to find something else to say about that, because it's a more higher potential there. I can't put my hand on it. Because a risk with God is really not a risk. It's reward. That's what it is. It's reward because God can't fail. So when you trust in him, by his orders. See, we don't want you doing nothing foolish now. You got in and do something foolish. I got in jumping in. You're going to drown. You got to be led. At Romans 8:14 say what? As many led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So if you're not led, you're not a son. You have potential to be a son, but you got stupid now. And you're going ahead of the Holy Ghost. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm not teaching you that. I'm not teaching you to go wild, come jump on the neighborhood. I'm a millionaire. No, don't do that. Right. Come on. You old caught with them four ball ties on it. You running out of there. People say you went down there to check and got crazy. She knows she ain't no millionaire. She run up to me. I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. Sir. No, 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 no. You can't do that. Moving and flowing in supernatural finances that give you the ability to go places and do things beyond your natural imagination. Dream, children. Be a dreamer. Use your imagination. Joseph was a dreamer. He saw it. His brothers became his servant because they didn't ask him what he saw. Let me tell you something about a seed. When you say sow sparingly, sow, and it gives a sower, seed to sow. Let me tell you something about a seed. Remember that the seed is charged with prosperity, abundant, increase, and overflow before you put it into the soil. Remember that the seed, good God Almighty, is charged with prosperity, abundant, increase, and overflow. So every time you sow, see prosperity, see overflow, see increase, because the seed is pregnant with it. Yes. And you cause the seed to have intercourse with the soil.
Come on now.
Pregnant. Get pregnant, man. Pregnant with what? Prosperity, abundance, increase, overflow. Jesus. Listen very carefully. Might have to close in a little while. Listen very carefully. But when the seed is sown in the right type of soil, the right attitude, backed up by the right gratitude, then the explosion of the harvest cometh. I'm going to get that again. Clap your hand.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and clap. All right. Now watch what I say. I'm just going to do everything I can to get you to understand. See, it's a shocking fact. I ask you to clap your hand because I want to read this to you again. Listen. But when the seed is sown in the right type of soil with the right attitude, backed up by the right gratitude, then the explosion of the harvest cometh. So it's not just slinging a seed. You got to have the right attitude. You got to be led by the Spirit. You got to have the right gratitude. Are you following me? $100, good seed. See, all right. You want me to give you one or two more?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. This is what the Lord told me to say to you at this point. Every money shackle will be moved out of your life today. What is that? Every money shackle. Everything that's been holding you, everything and everybody who's been holding you back financially is removed today. Good God Almighty. Wow. Now, I remember hearing a man, he went home to be with the Lord, define the word hearken. Hearken. I never forgot. It'd been 25, 30 years ago, but I heard two men say two things in different times. When I was just getting in the Word of Faith, I had one of Rama's student come, old Wide Brown come, and why I was talking ahead of my understanding. He said, every time a thought come up, handcuff it before you let it go free. And check what it's about to think.
Check what it's about to
think. And don't turn it loose till you know what's going on. And by the same, now I understand after studying that. By the same token, this man said, hearken mean listening with the intent to do. Hearken and hearing is not the same thing.
Yeah, that's right.
If you're hearing what I'm saying only, you'll be the same condition when I come back here next year. If you hearken to what I'm saying, you're listening to application. Don't just hear the word. You're coming again, huh? Don't just hear the word. Come on. Don't just see how she come. This is how she roll. Ain't no 20s in here. But you looking for 20? Ain't no, these are 100. And I have many, many like her. I got a woman don't even belong to Dr. Farm Church. She had what, $27,000, $30,000? Huh?
Yes,
every year. And look, she disabled. She's fighting a disease. But for the last how many years? Last 6 years, she always waiting for me with $25,000 to $30,000.
Yeah.
Waiting.
There we go.
She got a lady taking care of her.
Right.
They are everywhere to demonstrate. She, this little lady here, she's a demonstrator.
Yes.
Of financial freedom.
Yes.
But she'll never run out because she keeps on it.
Yes.
Now, never permit no one or the enemy to cause you to scorn a big sore. Don't you talk about, there she go again. You better shut your crazy mouth. God is demonstrating to you what type of life he wants you to live and how you want you to push his kingdom. So what you do when them souls on it, let your mind go with them. See yourself. Do not just hear the word of the Lord, but listen with the intent to do. Then begin to do it by faith and get ready for divine financial results. I'll tell you what now. I'm the teacher here. You don't tell me when to quit. I feel somebody's spirit up in here. You ready to go? You got your little schedule. I'm trying to give you a big schedule.
Change the schedule. Change up.
I'm trying to give you the anointing to change the schedule. The schedule go by you. The person who got the money set the schedule. In this world. For God is looking for sores that he may show himself strong on their behalf.
Yeah.
Your sowing will take you to another level and another level. The levels will never stop. See you at the top.
Yeah.
They never stop. They never stop. This is what it's all about. I'm going to give you one or more, two more, and I'm going to close. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You must sow with this revelation of sowing, being well understood. One may sow, another may water.
Yeah.
I like this principle.
Yeah.
But it's God that gives the increase.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
So we said, sowing in gratitude. Luke chapter 8, verse 1, verse 3, 1 and 3. Those women were sowing in gratitude because God had done something for them. So they ministered to him of their substance.
Yeah.
sowing in gratitude. Mm. The woman with the alabaster box, I call that no limit sowing.
Yeah,
26:6-7, Mark 14:13, Mark 12:44, when that woman sold her last, that was unlimited sowing.
Yes.
Jesus was sitting by the treasure.
Yes,
Jesus saw all the other money going in there, but he said, it's unlimited.
Yes, sir. Yes.
She sold all she had.
Yes,
then there's another place you can sow from that God gave to you. Sowing out of a sowing grace. 2 Corinthians 8:1-5, quicker get it. Sowing out of a sowing grace. In other words, the grace is upon you to sow.
Yes.
And the money is there with it.
Yes.
Sowing is not an exchange.
Right.
Sowing is making a demand on the harvest.
Yes.
God don't need your seed.
Yeah. Come on. Right.
You need God's harvest. He the one give you the seed.
Yeah.
That's enough. Jesus Christ, I got plenty more. That's enough. I don't know, get you to make a decoration or something. See, can I find one here? I focus on opportunity over obstacles. Rich people focus on opportunity. Poor people focus on obstacles.
Right. Yeah.
Here's something I learned too. I had to have this determination. I admire rich people.
Yeah.
I bless rich people.
Yeah.
I love rich people.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be one of those rich people too.
Yeah.
Listen, you had a problem. I'm seeing it. I've seen people who despise me when I walk in the room.
Yeah.
They know I'm loaded.
Yeah.
Right.
Here he come.
Rich
people admire other rich and successful people. Poor people resent rich and successful people. So you stay down there. Jesus Christ. Let me see something else. The poor, the middle class, and the rich. Woo! See this,
my goal
is to become a millionaire.
And more.
Based on Proverbs 10:22, say this: I commit to being rich.
I commit to being rich.
See, you got to know it's not a sin.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Ephesians 3:20. I think big.
I think big.
I choose
to help thousands
and thousands of people. See where you're going there?
Yeah.
Huh? Lord have mercy. I am bigger than any problem.
I can handle any problem.
Shoot, man, what you talking about? Now, some people have problem receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to declare this. I'm an excellent receiver.
I'm open and willing to receive
massive amount of money
into my life.
God dog, man. Glory. Glory. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. My money works hard for me.
My money works hard for me.
and make me more and more money.
And makes me more and more money.
See, that's what your seed doing right now. Working hard, yeah. And I didn't say I work hard for money.
Yeah.
Come on, Dad. And I think this is a good one to close with. I am committed
to constantly
learning
and growing.
Lift your hand and praise God if you may. What a class. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, go ahead and praise him a little bit. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. I receive, Father. Lord, I believe. Glory to God. It's happening to me right now. It's happening to me right now. Thank you, Lord, for my financial freedom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise. Isn't that wonderful? You been helped?
Yeah.
All right. Quickly. Somebody get your pad. Tell me something I said. Lift your hand when you want to do it. All right, sir.
You can't change the fruit unless you change the root.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. Sir?
The seed is charged with prosperity, increase, and abundance before you sow it.
Woo, glory to God. Sir?
Rich people believe I create my own life. Poor people say life happens to me.
Yeah, see, that's a big one there, you see. You just don't just sit around. Sir?
Can't be comfortable without being a conqueror.
You can't be comfortable in your financial area without being a conqueror. More. Ma'am? What'd she say?
Guard your thinking when you sow your seed.
And she a big sower. How'd you think it?
Wisdom is unseen insight.
Yeah, I never heard it before, son. I saw that this morning. Yes?
I'll never become a money conqueror if I am comfortable.
Yeah, never. See, that's the word I was thinking about. See, you got to become uncomfortable. You heard the story about the eagle, right? How the eagle get the eaglet out the nest?
Yeah.
He let them stones stick up.
Yeah.
And he says he get his tail out that end.
Yeah.
See, and you got some stone got to stick you.
Yeah.
Because your financial status is not what it should be, but you're comfortable.
Yeah.
How can you be comfortable? Be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Just be shifting around in your chair, you know what I'm saying? Something got to happen here. I don't even like the chair. All right, two more. See, that's Joshua 1:8. Ma'am?
Until I make a move, I can't get wealth.
Until you make a move, you can't get wealth, right?
Yeah.
Now, all of these principles run parallel with your health.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Cancer, diabetes, arthritis, all of them came through your mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on.
People have a big problem with eating a lot of meat. You start talking about meat, people go to ask you a lot of questions.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I heard a term many years ago, but I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Now I'm handling it. Are you living to eat, or are you eating to live?
Yeah. All right, that's good.
All right, now, some of y'all, many of y'all on medicine here this morning. And so it was toxin that caused your disease.
Yeah.
And the medicine is toxin going in together with the toxin that you already have on the inside of you. I'm not telling you to get off your medicine. I'm telling you search and find out what Psalm 139 and 14 say. Turn there quickly. I got to go. Turn this Psalm 139 and 14. See, your health is part of your... I don't care about your age. I don't care about your size even. What you putting in your mouth. See. Let me hit a hard one. Macaroni and cheese. Mucus.
Yeah.
A hunk of mucus. You're eating mucus.
Yeah.
It's like when you eat macaroni and cheese, it's like you're eating snot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hurt him. I'm trying to hurt him.
That's the end of that.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous is his work. The problem is your soul don't right well know it.
Yeah.
Wow. See, that was the end of that verse, said your soul right well know it. See, we didn't know much about our soul. I started teaching on the soul, and I'm going to teach some more on the soul, because your soul is actually your inner man.
Yeah.
Your spirit is your innermost being.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your soul is actually you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
What you going to do with this?
Yeah.
Right.
Are you following me?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so on your health, if you're fighting a disease, you need to get off of meat. Meat has no mineral, no enzyme, nothing. It get down in your system, petrify, and trying to find a way out. And while it's there, that's when the viruses and the germ can start having a party. Most of y'all, I'm going to go ahead and say it, most of y'all constipated. You say, but I go to the bathroom 3 times a day. You're probably still constipated.
Yeah.
All disease come from blockage. Mm-hmm. Something got jammed up in your system and can't get out.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure your colon clean.
Yeah.
Make sure you go into the bathroom.
Yeah.
You need to go to the bathroom half hour, hour after you eat, you need to be in the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the bathroom.
Right.
See. And so I'm teaching my people the principles of health. My wife and I, we haven't eaten meat for 9 weeks.
Yeah.
Jason asked me, organic meat? I said, all meat.
All meat.
I'm not really being a vegetarian. I just found out that chicken is polluted too.
Yeah.
Let me tell you one more thing to make you not eat something. An inspector for the meat company, he had to expect 300 cows an hour. When they find a cow, the cow split open, right? It's on a hook on the line. When they find cancer in the cow, he cuts it out and sends it down the line. You ain't made my day none. I'm trying to mess your day up. But you study yourself, you know, don't take my word. Go ahead and study yourself. And then each individual got to make up their own mind what they want to do. Because if you're not on medicine, if you keep eating like you're eating, if you're not eating right, you're going to be on medicine. And you're going to die a hard, you're going to die a hard death. Man, the man 114 years old, one of the men I studied behind, he's 114 years old, said daddy taught him how to eat when he was 5 years old. He buried his daughter, she was 78. She wouldn't eat right.
Yeah.
Son was 8 or something, he buried him too.
Yeah.
And he danced at his last birthday party.
Yeah.
114 years old.
Yes,
walked 2 miles a day at 114.
Wow.
But he'd been eating like that. Now, I'm telling you, I ain't been eating like that since I was 5.
Yeah.
I've had some crazy stuff, boy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not even talking about occasionally now. You know, occasionally I'm not even talking about moderation.
Right, yeah.
I'm talking about evacuation.
Yeah.
until my body gets exactly like God made me to be, healthy and strong. Beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper.
Yes,
so your mind. See, let me tell you what the problem is. We're eating by flavor. We're not eating by favor.
Right.
We're not eating something that can help us overcome this disease or this sickness or this diabetes or this high blood pressure.
Right.
We rather take a pill and suppress it
and
act like we're healthy. You ain't healthy, you sick.
Yeah.
And the pill is not your friend.
Yeah.
You know what they're doing? It's suppressing it.
More toxins. Right.
Don't be surprised that tomorrow you need another one.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And don't be surprised the next day you need another one.
Yeah.
And don't be surprised, like doctor tell you, say, you run out your prescription and you call in the prescription, you got to come see me.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Under control. See, we live under fear.
Right.
So a lot of good things to eat. You have no know how to fix it.
Yeah.
Sit down and get an envelope. And don't cut your offering in half. I love you. That's why I'm telling you. When I find something out, I try to tell the people, you know. Yeah. And you got to go by your own pace. You got to look up yourself and find out. Read. Not reading. You know, I often turn people over as a black man. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see him tomorrow. A black man called Tim Morrow in Torrance, California. My son-in-law had me to run up on him to listen to him. He on YouTube. Might want to listen. And Tim showed me so many things about herbs and about how you destroy your life. He's 82 now. No medicine. Skate. I think he skated an hour or 2 hours skating. You know, skating is not easy. He fly a helicopter and small plane. 82 years old. And so I looked at him and I saw some things that I was doing crazy. And, you know, I feel like I'm 25. And I'm way above 25. But because now, you see, I lost it. And my wife losing weight. We for 9 weeks. What can we eat? Joe on the agency said, oh, here we go again. Well, Joe, I'm more educated now. I've seen it. Now, a long time ago, I read the book. I think a man named Diamond. And it was about, are you living to eat or are you eating to live? And so I lost weight when I read that book about 20 years ago. And I went to church one Sunday morning, and she's gone to be with the Lord. Now, she told me, say, oh, Pastor, you too thin. You know, and all I just took that word and went back and said, well, I'm going to give me a little something. And then a little something more. Yeah. And I'm back where I was. Yeah. She died and left me here like that. I know what's running through your mind. What Joe had the question, what can we eat? Now, when I was at Carlos that time, and I thought Carlos was a really healthy person, when that cake came out, Carlos jumped, said, give me a piece. I said, well, I thought Carlos was the man. I thought I had him with me. I lost him. And then my wife and I have been searching for 15 years. We would read books and trying to find out, I mean, what's this health thing? How can we get our bodies healthy? How can we really? And so we've been searching for 15 years, so we haven't been eating all crazy. You know what I mean? Right, yeah. We eat a little bit and go back, we eat a little bit and go back. But then after 15 years, we find out what we need to do and how to do it.
Yes, sir.
See, you got to find out why. And you got to find out for yourself. You know, an orator can tell you how to eat and all that. You just got to start reading and researching for yourself. Okay? We should, before the flood, they lived to be 907 years old. After the flood, they start cooking. It went down to 100. Look at Genesis 1:26. No, Genesis 1:29. And Ezekiel 42:12. Genesis 1:29. That's God's original plan now. Where y'all at? What a man with the back there with the Bible. Genesis 1:29. And God said, behold, I have given you every what?
Earth.
Barren what?
Seed.
Which is upon the face of all the earth. And every tree in thee which is the fruit of all tree yielding seed to you shall be for me. No, it didn't say it shall be meat. See? You start eating those herbs and those fruits, and you watch your body start changing.
Yeah.
Now look at Ezekiel, I think it's 47:12.
Yeah.
See, how pronounce that word, Leroy? The Hippocratic oath of doctors, they didn't went away from it. Say, food's supposed to be your medicine, and medicine's supposed to be your food.
Yeah.
That's the oath they started off with, but that money started coming. $1 trillion changed the old.
Yeah.
Large money.
Yeah.
And by the river up on the bank there, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat. Now tell me when you saw meat growing on tree. You got a revelation, you do. Whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. Watch what it says now, go ahead. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his month, because their waters, they issued out of the sanctuary, I mean from the presence of God. And the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf, watch this, thereof. Now, a medical doctor only have 4 hours of nutrition, so they really don't know. Thank God for them. Thank God for them. But by the same token, you must become your own physician. Y'all go in there and they put a little machine on you and check you all up and give you 2 bottles of pill, and you just take out and leave and you take them. Just take them. You don't even know what they are. That's one medicine. Have one medicine I read in the book got 80 effects. Side effect. That's effects too. But I think it's side effect. You see how quiet they're giving you start talking about this? Gee, you think about what you're going to eat right now, don't you? Don't let me stop. I'm just trying. I'm obligated by the Holy Ghost to share. What are you sharing with me? All right, you ready for your giving? Yeah, you ready for your giving? If nobody don't tell you, you'll never hear it, you see. Why you whoop your children? Just because they're bad? No, you whoop them because you love them.
Right.
You want them to do what's right. See, this woman here, she was listening. See, she was listening. She come put this money in my hand. She was listening. She would never come put this money in my hand if she was dissatisfied with what I said.
Right.
Know what she's saying?
Yeah.
Thank you. Know what she's saying? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I might not do it all, but thank you.
Yeah.
At least I know.
Yeah. Right, sir. Right.
Yes, sir.
People in this room, you got 100% confidence in your doctor.
Way too
much. Some people got more confidence in a doctor than they got in Jesus. As if he knows exactly what he's talking about all the time. He don't know what he's talking about all the time. You better double check.
Yeah.
Cut your limb nose out. Cut your breath off. Yeah. And then take your limb nose and tell about, you don't need these 14.
Yeah. Right.
So God, with his stupid self, put them things in there.
Come on.
And here I got a man who finished college, no better than God, and taking my stuff out.
Yeah.
Hold up, let me go get another opinion.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me go take some herbs.
Yeah.
I ain't dying now. I'm going to be all right. I ain't going to die. Let me take this about 3 months. For in 3 months, you have a whole blood transfusion. In 11 months, you got new tissues and new organs. In 2 years, you got new bone. We say, well, why people get old? Why they be sick? What you billing with? What you billing with in them 3 months? What you billing with in those 11 months? Can you make it 11 months to test it?
Yeah.
Try give it a test.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You might come out all right.
Come on,
all right, Father, we thank you and praise you for what you've given us and what you're speaking to us in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all got 5 seminars yet this morning. And you know, I'm not condemning nobody. You go eat exactly what you want to eat, because you're not going to change it because you're hearing what I'm saying. But at least you have the information. Yeah, at least you have the information. And so if you decide, you got enough. If you decide, you got enough. And you definitely don't, if you have, that's past tense. But you definitely don't want to be cut on no more. You don't want to be cut open. Lay your heart on the side and freeze it, then put it back in.
Come on.
It
makes sense.
No, it don't make sense. You see why it cost you $10,000 to come in here?
Yeah.
Well, we got tonight.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Amen. Come on. Yeah, we got tonight. Jason and Ramona is celebrating their 10th year. When it was?
Today.
Today they're celebrating, the pastor and his wife celebrating their 10 year anniversary. I prayed for him in the office. He's wise enough to ask me. And I pronounced millionaire status on him. So they're actually wearing a millionaire anointing right now. Jason don't play now. Jason got to come a long way. These boys, he got to fly, do some flying to be where we are, but he come.
Right.
He come. Yeah. That's why I come up here so graciously. Because he fly and follow everywhere we go.
Yeah.
He be flying, we ain't left the house yet.
Yeah, that's right.
that's a long way up here. I was so glad I got my new plan, you know. I was so glad. I said, thank you, Jesus. I ain't got to stop. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I flew 500 hours. In the first plane I got. No restroom.
A year.
You just got to hold it. Or you got a little pot in there or something, you know.
Yeah.
That's the kind of plan I had then. Then I went to my second plane and had a restroom. Then my third plane, and this one here, now, like a house.
Yeah.
God's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know, something holding me. I need to go, man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all just a receptive bunch. Y'all been receiving. I believe we got some millionaires in here.
Yes,
now I know these boys, y'all proud. I'm talking about going in a million.
Yeah,
if you listen to stuff like this and the anointing that I'm wearing, you follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
it must happen. And then I'm going to be explaining it more clearly. In the days to come.
Right.
See, there's a lot of secrets that the church have not. Isaiah 45. You get it home, Isaiah 45. Sarah was anointed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And God showed him hidden things, didn't he?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's where we're going. Amen. I'll see you. May great power, great grace, and great money be on your life. In Jesus' name.